Grade 11 wrestler Rad Ahangi is looking strong going into nationals, as the North Vancouver student dominated his weight category this year at the provincial level. Carson Graham Secondary's Ahangi notched technical superiority wins, a difference of 10 points or more, against all four of his opponents in the 57 kg weight class at the 2023 BC High School Wrestling Championships, which was held at the Pacific Coliseum February 24-26. The two-day tournament saw participation from 119 schools and 465 athletes. The North Shore was well represented, with a total of 10 top six finishes. For boys, that includes Ahangi, Ecole Argyle Secondary's Angelo Malenica, third place at 78 kilograms, as well as Justin Ripp, sixth at 41 kilograms, and Jonah Rickard, sixth at 51 kilograms, of Collingwood, and Hudson Baker, 6th at 60 kilograms, of St. Thomas Aquinas. The top local girls were Ecole Sentinel Secondary's Annika Bosco, 2nd at 64 kilograms, West Vancouver Secondary School's Rain Tafreshi, 3rd at 75 kilograms, Jocelyn Howell, 3rd at 51 kilograms, and Leontin Schultz, 3rd at 90 kilograms, of Windsor Secondary, and Aya Habuchi, 5th at 54 kilograms, of Carson. With exactly 1 month in between, seven of these top wrestlers will head to the Canadian Wrestling Championships in Vancouver March 24-24. Those are Ahangi, Malencia, Baker, Bosco, Tafreshi, Howell and Schultz. Returning champ Ahangi has all the tools. At the national level, Ahangi is shaping up to be a particularly strong contender this year, according to Ian McDonald, assistant coach for North Shore Secondary School's Athletic Association. What makes him so good on the mat? He's the first one in the training room, last one out, McDonald said, adding that Ahangi is also a very intelligent student who's on the honor roll. He's got all the tools, the coach continued. But it's his approach to sports, wrestling, he's all in whatever he does. It's a refreshing contrast, perhaps to what you see elsewhere. McDonald, a retired Carson teacher and former NSSSAA wrestling chair for 30 years, wants to have more visibility on wrestling in general, calling it the great underground sport. He compares a relatively quiet scene in Canada to the 10,000 or more spectators that show up to state-level wrestling championships in the U.S. We would like to have a permanent site like the Pacific Coliseum, and then we have to market the heck out of it and get people out to watch, McDonald said. NLABA at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Nick_Labba.